is Maite. I am driving back from Thousand Oaks. I just went to a 2025 Media Day with Angel City, and I'm here with
Olive
and Joe.
Yeah, so we just got to take some like content, shoot some content with the players, and it was pretty cool. And you're gonna hear from the four players who we had. So the first one was the one and only amazing Kristen Press, and I kind of do a cold start with her, so that's why I'm kind of introducing that single part of it. But we got to ask her some questions and take a lot of content with her, and she was great. So that's coming up now.
I love the high school tilt. Just
that quick. You both do sassy for me.
And then just in between shots, I'll ask you like a quick question, if that's cool with you. The first one is, what is your favorite soccer movie?
Well, I have a brain that doesn't do favorite superlatives.
Oh, that's fair.
And that makes me the worst on Media Day. I pretty much bombed the whole thing. They said, who do you want to meet? I don't know. Who's your favorite? I don't know. But it's a condition that people have. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. No favorites.
Okay. How about this? Do you like She's the Man?
I don't think so. No.
No. Okay. That's fair enough. It's really silly. Yeah. Like the accent that Amanda Bynes puts on is really ridiculous.
In a good way or a bad way?
It just depends. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna do some with the Poderosa scarf, which is our supporters group.
Sick.
All right, another question.
Okay.
What other position would you play on the field if you weren't in your current one?
I would play 10.
A 10, okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, I can't get that far from the attack, you know.
You can't go defensive mid. No. Or that's fair.
And who would want to?
June said so.
No, I think she just didn't understand the translation. No one wants to go back.
Honestly, I'd be a goalkeeper. That sounds fun.
You would be?
Yeah.
If
I was tall.
If you were tall. No, so June said she'd be a 6?
Yeah.
I guess you get to touch the ball up.
Hopefully this one doesn't break your brain or anything.
Okay.
But if you weren't a professional soccer player, what would you be?
Well, I am also a founder, CEO, entrepreneur. So I think...
Humble brag.
I would be and am. Is it a humble brag? No, that's just what I am. I didn't say any like positive adjectives
sure.
about it. I didn't say I was a good one.
But you are.
I hope so. Yeah. I try hard.
Okay, so you would be doing exactly what you're doing now, just not soccer.
Yeah. You know, I can't imagine like wanting a different life.
Yeah.
It's like we're all on the path that we're supposed to be on.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Next question. What do you love most about LA? I know you don't do favorites. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was a good way of saying the same thing differently. What do I love about LA? I love when I go down to the beach and I see how many people are exercising and out with their dogs and with their families. It's like my favorite thing. It's when I start to believe that like there's more people that are like healthy and well than if you're at home watching TV you would believe. If you go out on a weekend and it's like beach volleyball and skateboarding
and yoga.
And dancing and yoga, and yeah. it's a lifestyle. It's very LA, and I think it's the best part of us. Like it's the part of us that wants to move our bodies, that wants to be outside and wants to be free.
That loves the sun. Loves the sun. Absolutely.
Loves nature.
Great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What is a question that you wish interviewers would ask you more?
There are none.
Like, please stop asking me.
Questions, less interviews.
Yo, that's so fair.
And you know what the last question that is? Is there anything else you want to share? Well, no.
Totally.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, and I appreciate that.
Can't wait to see you all.
What did you guys think of Kristen Press? I mean, she's kind of a force, you know, World Cup winner multiple times and just an incredible forward.
Yeah, growing up, I watched the women's
soccer team, especially with like the 2008 team where Sydney Leroux and Kristen Press were on it together. And so it was definitely a little intimidating being in front of Kristen Press and in such close proximity to her. But she was so nice, and I think she was very authentic in like the way that she presented herself to us, and I feel like I got a lot of good pictures.
What did you think, Olive?
Yeah, for like a new soccer fan, I don't really know much about her, but she was a little intimidating at first, but she was nice, and you know, she was fun, and I feel like we definitely learned a lot about her. She gave us, you know, a lot of good content, and she was very, yeah, she was chill. She was chill. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but yeah, and then especially after we met her, you told me like how successful she is. I don't know, she's seems like pretty humble for everything that she's done, you know.
For sure. I thought that, you know, I hadn't actually met her before, which is wild because I just, you know, I stay hanging around, but I think she was really cool. She hasn't like, she'll definitely look into your soul, and I appreciated that. Kind of. I was really scared. No, but she's like, yeah, she's a force. Like, you can tell, even though like she didn't act, you know, like, oh, like I'm the world champion, she was still like, you could feel it, you know.
Yeah,
but
I think I would have been way more nervous if that other player didn't walk in before her.
Oh yeah, we had a surprise player. I don't think we got any audio with her, but we were expecting a Kristen Press, and we got an Alana Kennedy, who is so sweet, so nice. I'm so excited for her to come play with us. I know that, Joe, you're really excited about having a Matilda on the team.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Matildas team. Other than the U.S. women's soccer team, I think Matildas is one of my other favorites that I like to keep an eye out for. And so just having Alana Kennedy be signed to Angel City was really exciting. And yeah, I was super excited to have her in the room, although we were all kind of like dumbstruck and shocked that she walked
literally,
in.
Literally.
It was like, still like a great experience.
Yeah, we got caught with our like pants down or something. We were like, oh.
Yeah, it was earlier than our time, but you know, she was a team player, and we got it done. It was a really short one, because then they quickly figured out that she was in the wrong room.
Yeah.
But then once again, we were expecting Kristen Press, and instead we got a lovely, lovely surprise, which was June Endo coming in. And
That's right.
Yeah. The schedule was a little out of sorts, but you know, shoot days, they can be like that. And so we got to interview June, and we got to ask her a few things. She had a translator in the room, but she, you know, we did just kind of speak directly with her most of the time.
Yeah, the translator barely spoke, I felt like.
Yeah, it wasn't necessary, you know. Yeah. June's got it in the bag. But so here's our interview with June. She was the sweetest, and she was really into our backdrop, and I can't wait for you guys to see that. Yeah. I'm going to ask a couple of questions just in between the pictures. The first one is, what's your favorite soccer movie?
Soccer movie? 何が好きなんだろう? Everything.
You like all of them? Me too. Yeah, I love that.
Perfect.
Good. Another question, if you could play any other position on the field, what would you play?
Branchy.
Holding center mid. Defensive center mid.
Ooh. Defensive center mid. That's super cool. That's good. Very nice. Okay, cool. One more question. Well, not one more. Another question. If you were not a professional soccer player, what would you do?
YouTuber.
Nice. Okay. Cool. What kind of content?
Like, get ready with me, でしたっけ?
Get ready with me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So like vlogger.
Cooking.
Ooh.
This. Or dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just like influencer.
Yeah.
Let's do another question.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you love most about LA?
Beach.
Yeah. That's a popular one.
Yeah.
Beach. Okay. Which one is your favorite kit now that there's a new one?
I like both, but like more away game.
The away game? The one from this year?
Yeah.
This year, yeah, that one was really cool.
Yeah. Like, I love all black. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I watched like the first away game. So Yunihan, it's, oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
It looks sick, yeah.
Yeah.
We're the only team that has all black. Wait, right?
Does Gotham have all black?
Oh, they have, Gotham, no, they but have it has like blue.
It does.
But yeah, I guess you're right.
No.
Gotham.
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for interviewing with us.
Thank you.
Anyways, yeah, June stays being like a fan favorite because she's just like so good with fans.
Yeah, it was my second time kind of like meeting her and talking to her. I got to I met her at Top Golf, when was that, like last year?
Yeah.
And had her sign my arm so I could get it tattooed on me. And I got to show it to her and her translator. They both honestly couldn't believe that I actually got it, and took a photo of the tattoo with her. It was nice. And her hair was awesome too.
Oh yeah, when you guys see those pictures, you're gonna be like, June is so stylish.
Yeah.
And as we heard in the interview, you know, she wants, like, in another life, she's an influencer, and I can see that for her for sure. What'd you think, Jo?
Oh, I love June Endo. She's of course a fan favorite of mine. And yeah, her hair was amazing, her energy was amazing, and I just thought it was so cute that even at the end of like our little media day, she just wanted a picture in front of our backdrop, and I got to touch June Endo's phone, so you know, that was also cool. Just took like 100 pictures for her, but you know, she'll have options to choose from.
Lots of options.
I just loved her energy, and again, very authentic in the way that she presented herself, and I would definitely be a June Endo influencer fan, for sure.
100% subscribe, follow,
like,
everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. So after that, we had a bit of a break where we had lunch in like the new facilities. The new facilities, I mean, there is pretty, it's a large space. We didn't get to see too much of it, but we had lunch with, you know, staff and players surrounding us, and we tried to play it really cool. But then we got back to our station, and next came Lily Nabet, who was very, very cool. We got some really nice pictures, and she told us, you know, a little bit about what she likes in LA. So take a listen.
Awesome.
Okay, first question. What is your favorite soccer movie, if you have one?
My favorite soccer movie? Probably Bend It Like Beckham, but then I just watched some of Neymar's documentary. It's not really a movie, but documentary.
That totally counts.
Okay,
totally
it's pretty
counts.
Good. So.
Yeah, I like it. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, second question. If you could play any position other than your position on the field, what would it be?
Probably the 9, because I would want to score goals. And it's like at the center of the field too, so.
All attention on you. Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel that. Do a little, like, power pose.
3, 2, 1, go. Perfect.
A very powerful
ball. Super cool.
I'll take that. Thank you.
All right, next question. In a world where you're not a professional soccer player, what do you do?
Probably I would have gone to school for fashion and done something in that realm, whether it's, like, create my own brand or work for a brand that I like.
That's fine. You can do that now.
Yeah, I just want to focus on the soccer thing right now.
For sure. After you win a couple championships.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, next question. You're from LA, so this probably comes pretty easy to you. What do you love most about LA?
Probably the people, and then close second is the food.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so many cultures in LA, so the people won, and then the food that they also bring, it ties into the whole culture of LA, so.
Yeah.
You
can find, like, anything here. Is there anything that you're like, I can't live without this? I can't leave LA because of this?
I would say Persian food, because that's just, like, me also. But also, I love Mexican food, so probably that. And I feel like LA has the best Mexican food.
It comes pretty close to Texas, but it's great. Yeah. It's really, really good.
I haven't really been to Texas.
Yeah, no, LA is really, really good, though. Okay. Yeah.
What's a good Persian spot?
I would say either Sadaf or Rafi's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out.
Yeah.
We're going after this. With Lily, I thought it was super fun in the interview that we got to veer out of our standard questions and start talking about other things. How did you guys feel about our interaction?
Good. I definitely want to check out those Persian restaurants I asked her about. I definitely,
be hitting them up.
Yeah, hitting them up. And,
What'd you think, Joe?
Yeah, same thing. I just thought that she brought, like, a lot of, like, new information because she was more towards the second half of our day. So it was nice, like, restart of answers, but also just, like, really good pictures she provided, especially, like, the high school pose that we had her do. She did the little duck face and peace sign, which was very reminiscent of, like, my youth. So I love that. And as well, yeah, I started getting into, like, more Mediterranean food, and like Turkish food has been like my most recent obsession, so I think I gotta pivot to Persian food and go and try out the recommendation she gave us.
Yeah, I loved getting to know her a little bit more. She's someone that I just, you know, she doesn't do as many of these kinds of interviews or like public speaking and stuff like that, but she's a really interesting, cool player that we're, you know, from LA, in LA, so we love to have her. And finally, to end off our session, we got four total players. We got to meet our latest signing, who everyone is excited about, quite frankly, also from LA, Savvy King. So we got to talk to her. You guys are going to feel it, hear it. She's the sweetest, kindest little kid. I'm calling her a little kid. She's a grown adult. And yeah, just listen to that interview.
Don't want to pick favorites, but probably my favorite like of the day.
It was a great it was a great session with her, to be honest. Great. It was a perfect end, and we so appreciate hearing from her. So here is what she had to say.
Wow.
And then just in between the shots, I'm gonna ask like a question. Okay. If that's cool. Yeah.
My dad, right. Let me close the door.
Please. Yeah, go for it. Oh, thank you so much. They're always looking up for me. First question is, what is your favorite soccer movie, if you have one?
My favorite
soccer movie.
Soccer movie. Oh, that's a great
question. Stumping everyone.
Yeah. There's one, I don't know the name of it, but it's like the girl that plays on the boys team, but she
with Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
It's called She's the Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I think it's funny. People don't like it. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the actual one, but yeah.
That sounds
like that.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds right. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet. Next question. If you could play any other position on the field other than yours, what would you play?
Ooh, that's a great question. Okay, so can I have like a little explanation for it?
1,000%.
Okay. So I was a forward once in my life before I became a defender. So I feel like I don't want to say that because I've already been a forward. I feel like goalkeepers don't get enough love, but I feel like I'd always want to try to be a goalkeeper because I love like sliding and diving. So like I love a good slide tackle, so I feel like I'd like to dive. I've always wanted to try to save like a shot or a penalty, so I feel like I'd want to be a goalkeeper.
You could be like Neely Martin, where you just sub in when they're out.
I've always wanted to be that player. Right now I have a broken wrist, so I can't. Like once I'm healed, I feel like I'll want to try it out.
Can't wait to see you in a keeper's jersey. Next question. Next question. If you were not a professional soccer player, what would you be doing right now? Probably college?
I would be in college getting my degree. But if I wasn't, I've always wanted to start a business.
Okay.
So I feel like that's what I would be. I don't know what I would be, but I feel like I've always wanted to do that. If I wasn't a professional soccer player specifically, I would probably still want to be a professional athlete. My mom was a professional runner, so I feel like I'd want to be
track.
Yeah, like I feel like I'd want to be a track runner. I feel like that's pretty cool.
I love that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, this is my favorite question because you're from LA and you're coming back to LA.
Yeah.
So the question is, what's your favorite thing about LA?
That's a great question. For me, I feel like growing up, I loved going to the beach. So for me, I would have to say going to the beach, whether it's Venice, Malibu, anything like that, would be have to be my top choice.
Yeah, that's like a common answer. Yeah. I would love the beach.
Yeah, 100%. My hair would get so blonde because we would go to the beach like every day. And my uncle like taught my brother and I how to surf and all that kind of stuff. So I would definitely have to say the beach.
Did you get to do that at the Bay?
We would go to the beach. No surfing.
No sun.
No surfing was involved. It was overcast a lot up there, which is crazy because it's like it's California, so I was expected to be sort of kind of the same, but.
Well, that's why we got you back, so that you could...
Of course, it was the sun.
Thank you so much. Yeah. What is a question that you wish people would ask you more in interviews?
Oh my gosh, well, that's a great question. I feel like, I don't know if this is, it's not a specific question, but I feel like I would love it more if people would just ask about me, not necessarily always about soccer, what I'm doing with soccer, because like... For me, I just take pride in who I am as a person, also as well as who I am as a player. But I feel like a lot of interviews are just about like soccer specifically. So I feel like it'd be cool if like there was more interviews that were like people as players, so that like a lot of the fans and younger girls could see who we are other than just on the field.
That's that's like actually a really good point. So I'm gonna now ask you. What is your favorite food in LA? Like, where do you like to go to eat?
I love tacos. Tacos are my favorite food. So anywhere that has street tacos, I'll be there. I need to continue to find more different places. But yeah, I would definitely say anywhere that has street tacos. Or
sweet. We're going to have the whole room give you recommendations right now.
Yeah, please do.
So good. Yeah. But, awesome. Well, welcome to LA. We are so excited to have you here. We all cheered. We all clapped.
I was so excited when I saw that you were signed.
That's awesome.
I'm so glad she's here.
Awesome. I'm happy to be here. Happy to be back. It's going to be awesome.
It is.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Savvy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Savvy King. True royalty. I'm really, really excited to watch her play.
Yeah, of course. I'm always excited to see, like, the younger players who join our team, like, I'm always excited to see them play and see what they can do and add to the team. But yeah, she was just such a sweetheart as well. Like, came in, shook our hands, like, introduced herself, was just so, I don't know, just so down for everything and was having such a good time with everything. And yeah, she was nice.
What did you think, Joe?
I loved Savvy King. I've loved her ever since they signed her to Bay FC. Her draft year was the first draft I ever watched for the NWSL. And so she just really stood out to me even when she got the second round pick for Bay FC. And I watched her at Bay and I knew that she was a really good defender. Like I've mentioned on the podcast before, I played defender when I was playing soccer. And so I always keep my eye out for defenders. Those are like my favorite position players. And so I'm super excited to have her on the team. And yeah, like Olive said, she was so sweet and professional. She shook our hands as soon as we came in. And she was just so, like, I don't know, she was very down to earth with her energy.
Absolutely.
And I am really excited to see her on the field. And I also want to add that her last name is King and my last name is Reyes. So, you know, we have that little bond and connection there. So, yeah, loved it.
Yeah, I'm super excited to, like, just, like, have her... Have Alana Kennedy. We got to see a couple of the other new additions to the team, and I think overall we're excited about every new addition. I can't say that there's any new player that I'm like, oh, I'm not that excited. I want to see all of them on the field just do their thing. Like, even seeing Macy Hodge, we saw a glimpse of her in the hallway, and we're like, this person looks like she's gonna kick every player's booty.
Yeah, I'm also really excited for our other most recent signee, who's the Japanese national team player, Miyabi Moraiva. I'm so excited to see her as well, because I don't know, I really like to see new faces on the team, and although I'm really sad that, like, you know, trades happen, I do get excited to see the new players and what they're capable of and what they bring to the team. And as we were walking out, we also saw Allie Riley, which, like, that's my girl. I love her so much.
That's Cappy.
Yeah, so awesome to see her.
I love it because I showed her the picture that I have on the back of my phone, and she gave me a hug. I was like, oh my gosh, it really feels like I'm with, like, my homegirl from back in the day.
I was literally going to say, she came up to us like we were buddies, like, in elementary school or something. Like, we've known her for decades. She's so nice. I love her.
You know, she's also a fan favorite for a reason, right? Like, the way that she interacts with everyone and brings such warmth and, like, good energy. It's always good to see Allie Riley.
Always. Yeah, I will say, it was interesting to hear how similar the answers were for your questions. Like, for the question, what would you do? If you weren't a soccer player, all of them, like, pretty much said that they would do, like, business or CEO stuff for the most part. Like, their favorite part about LA is, like, you know, was
beach.
Yeah.
Like, all of them said that, like, or, like, tacos and things like that. So I thought that was...
The team is clearly very cohesive and on the same page.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that also lends to the team chemistry, and hopefully that reflects on the field. Because, yeah, if y'all are all giving the same answers, y'all all have the same vibe.
Yeah.
I would love to see what that looks like on the field.
Yeah.
Reading each other's minds on the field. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
100%.
Yeah, so thank you guys for joining us on this rainy day. I'm glad that we got to share some of the media day experience. I can't wait for you guys to see the pictures. Like, we've got film, we've got Polaroid, we've got digital with Joe, and I love BTS. We got BTS video for
lots
you.
Lots of BTS. Just so you know, Maite is driving and recording this at the same time because I was trying to record it, but I couldn't because I kept messing it up. Just so you know, that's how much Maite loves you.
Man, anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again in 2025 season. It's our time. It's kind of like finally time, and I can't wait to be back at BMO. But anyways,
look out for my mustache on the Jumbotron.
Joe, any final thoughts?
Just super thankful and, like, grateful for the opportunities that we're able to have, and, like, just being able to be trusted with coming to a media day is also so cool. And so I'm super excited for what 2025 has to offer, not just, like, regular NWSL season, but also, like, with Polarosas as, like, as ourselves, and, like, just the community that we bring. Like, I've been missing it. I know a lot of other people have been missing it, so I'm super excited for what 2025 has to bring us.
100%. Always miss it during the off season, and this just kind of got me, like, super excited, and I can't wait to get back.
Can't wait for you guys to see the new kids.
Wish we could tell you about it.
All right, bye guys, and bye. Thank you for listening.
Bye.